Welcome to Sacrifice316.org, a living sacrifice. To start, I need to warn you about something. This teaching might not be what you expect, so be prepared. You see, it is not about the sacrifice, not about the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. Did you get that? It is not about the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. It is because of that sacrifice, because of his sacrifice, but not about his sacrifice. That's an important distinction. It is not about his sacrifice, it's about your sacrifice. So I'll get right to it. Listen to Romans 12, 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. That's Romans 12, 1 and 2. See, this is about your sacrifice. It is the exhortation to present your body as a living and holy sacrifice, and that's often misunderstood. However, it is very important in showing you the correct way to be more than just a believer in Jesus Christ. Romans 12:1 challenges each believer to make a specific sacrifice to God after salvation. Verse 2, Romans 12:2, gives instructions for that life after the sacrifice. Submit to God every day as part of taking up your cross. That's Luke 9:23. However, that is not the intent of Romans 12:1. Romans 12:1 is a command to present your bodies. It's to make a once-for-all-time dedication, surrender, and full submission to God. That's not salvation. Salvation is based solely on the sacrifice of Christ. This is different. This is your sacrifice. It's not a daily sacrifice. It is giving your life unconditionally and permanently to God as a living, holy, and acceptable sacrifice. It is your voluntary gift of yourself to God for his glory and for his unrestricted use. So why should you make this sacrifice? Well, Romans chapters 1 through 11 explains this. It is because of his mercies. That's what Romans 12:1 is referring to. Romans chapters 1 through 11 describe God's mercies. And Romans 12:1 tells you what God wants you to do because of those mercies. Romans 12:2 gives you two exhortations for life after your sacrifice. God's great mercies in saving you and sanctifying you, setting you apart, they're described, those mercies are described in the first 11 chapters of Romans. So therefore, present yourself to God. He will bless you in this life and in eternity. However, the proper motivation for your sacrifice is not in front of you. Did you get that? It's not in front of you. It's behind you. Your proper motivation is based on what God has already done for you. Imagine this. Imagine Jesus holding up his nail-scarred hands to you as he says to you, after all I've done for you, do this for me. See, that's the meaning of Romans 12:1. And why is it a one-time sacrifice and not a daily sacrifice? It's because that's what Romans 12:1 and 2 mean. The verbs in do not be conformed and be transformed in 12:2 are present tense. That means do these two things now and keep on doing them every day. However, the verb in present your bodies in chapter 12, verse 1, is not the simple present tense in Greek. In Greek, it means a singular act. It does not mean keep on doing it. It means do it once for all time. It is a decisive dedication of yourself to God. A one-time decisive dedication. offer yourself as a sacrifice to God. Romans 12:1 is about your sacrifice. It is about you placing yourself permanently, irrevocably, on God's altar. There are two illustrations of this in Scripture. Deuteronomy 15:12-17 provides an illustration for this. A freed Hebrew slave could decide to voluntarily and permanently re-enslave himself to his master. That choice was based on the past mercies of the master. See the connection? It was prompted by the slave's love for his master, and it was permanent. An awl was used to pierce the slave's ear, indicating that he was the master's servant for life. This enslavement was the slave's choice. It wasn't forced on him. It was permanent, a permanent decision. Another illustration is in the Old Covenant, Old Testament's animal sacrifices. An animal had to be acceptable to be placed on the altar. A diseased or blemished animal was not acceptable. That's Leviticus chapters 1 through 5. That illustrates the holy and acceptable part of your Romans 12:1 sacrifice. The sacrificed animal in the Old Testament, being dead, illustrates the permanence of the sacrifice. No sacrificed animal crawled off the altar when it got hot. That's ridiculous. No priest took an animal back at the end of the day to possibly offer it again on another day. You see, it was a permanent sacrifice. If you can take your Romans 12:1 sacrifice off your altar when it gets hot, it was never, never a Romans 12:1 sacrifice. But then the question is, should you ever repeat your Romans 12:1 sacrifice? Is it ever right to repeat it? This might surprise you, but the answer is yes, if your sacrifice was not acceptable. You see, a Romans 12:1 sacrifice needs to be living, holy, and acceptable. You are alive because, believing on Jesus, you passed out of death into life. That's John 5:24. Being a holy sacrifice is your responsibility. Old Testament animals had to be acceptable to be sacrificed. No animal could be perfect, but it had to be without disease, healthy, and without blemish. That illustrates two things about a Romans 12:1 sacrifice. First, your sacrifice must be disease-free. What does that mean? The disease of sin, that's what it's talking about for us, for you and for me. That disease, the separation from God that must be cured by salvation. That is why Romans 12:1 is written only to believers. Think back to that beginning of verse 1, 12:1. It was written to brethren, believers. A non-believer's sacrifice is not acceptable because it must be offered after salvation, not before. You must come to Jesus, come to him in salvation before you can follow him as a living sacrifice. If you have any question and you need to be sure about salvation, visit gospel316.org. Gospel316.org. The holy part in Romans 12:1 indicates an acceptable level of spiritual cleanliness in a believer's life. Only then will your Romans 12:1 sacrifice be acceptable to God. 2 Timothy 2:21. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from these things, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, set apart, useful to the master, prepared for every good work. Now, you and I both know that we can't be perfect. I can't, and you cannot be perfect. However, you can present yourself at an adequate level of spiritual health and holiness. After your living and holy sacrifice has been accepted by God, you never need to offer it again. However, if your sacrifice was not acceptable to God because it was temporary or because it was not holy, then repeating it is needed. Offer yourself as a permanent, living and holy sacrifice. Voluntarily and permanently enslave yourself to God. Do not do this casually. This is serious. It's a very serious decision after salvation. And after your sacrifice is accepted, move on to your Romans 12:2, non-conforming and transforming life as a follower of Jesus Christ. After all he's done for you, do this for him. Now, Romans 12:2 describes life after your sacrifice. Here it is. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. This verse gives exhortations for life after your Romans 12:1 sacrifice. The exhortations in verse 2 are present tense, meaning keep on not being conformed and keep on being transformed by the continual renovation of your mind. Do not be conformed to, do not acquiesce to the sinful practices of this world. Do not let the world shape you as a believer. It can't do that. Romans 12:2 exhorts you to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The Greek word translated there as transformed needs explanation. It's the same word used of Jesus in Matthew 17:2 and Mark 9:2, where it states that he was transfigured. Romans 12:2 is an exhortation to be transfigured by the renewing, the renovation, the complete change for the better of your mind. It's a metamorphosis, more extraordinary than a caterpillar becoming a butterfly. And it's accomplished as you learn and live God's word. It's not just an attitude change. You need to be renovated by the word of God. Make your Romans 12:1 sacrifice, and do not be squeezed into the world's mold, but be transfigured as you learn and live God's word. Then you can discern and live God's will. Listen again to Romans 12:1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, believers, by the mercies of God, all he's done described in Romans chapters 1 through 11, do all to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship, the least you could do. And do not be conformed, squeezed into the mold of this world, but be transfigured by the renovation of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. You can get this audio recording and a full PDF of it for free on the website sacrifice316.org, sacrifice316.org. And both the audio recording, and the full PDF are available there in 48 world languages, all for free. And may God bless you as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to him, not squeezed into the world's form, but transfigured by the renovation of your mind.